Welcome to the Lioness Queen podcast, where our motto is all about living residue-free, not allowing the residue from a negative event in your life hinder you from moving forward where God is leading and directing you. Your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha, founder, speaker, author, divorce coach, and licensed minister, provides motivating messages that will help encourage and empower women to live their best life beyond their past and recognize the worth of their crown. Now let's jump into your weekly dose of letting go of the past and living totally residue-free. Here's your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha.
Welcome back, my Lioness Queens. Today is April the 12th. The second Friday in the month of April. Happy April, happy Friday, happy 2024, happy spring season. Yes, the season has changed and we are approaching warmer weather, new weather, rainy weather, but we are in a new season and I pray you are expecting some new things in your life. God has more for you in 2024. And so, as you know, we are continuing. That's right. We're continuing going through my book, Resuscitate Your Heart, a 12-week workbook to heal the trauma within. Amen. And so, if you haven't purchased your book, please visit our website at www.iamthelionessqueen.com. So that you can follow along with us on this journey of healing our hearts. And think about someone else. Maybe you know someone, a family member or a friend who needs this workbook to help them work through their trauma. So purchase your copy today. Again, thank you so much for all of your support of the Lioness Queen podcast. I cannot thank you enough. I'm truly appreciative to have continued with this journey for 4 years. To God be all of the glory. And so this week's episode we are in week 9. Actually, I missed last week because last week I was on a cruise. I was enjoying the weather, enjoying sitting on the deck, looking out into the ocean, just looking at God's beauty, I tell you. And so we're in week 9, and this week is called Reclaim Your Life. Reclaim your life. We'll be right back. Well, before we get started, you know how we love doing it on this podcast. We love starting out with a quote or a poem to get our episode started. We love supporting other poets' creativity, and we are so honored to do so. So again, as we have been doing over the past 9 weeks, I'm going to use a quote from my book. So the quote says, "The enemy does not want you to reclaim your life, but wants to keep you in the cycle of trauma." I'm getting tongue-tied because I'm telling you, this quote is powerful. Let me say it again. The enemy doesn't want you to reclaim your life, but wants to keep you in the cycle of trauma. I'm telling you, I'm getting tongue-tied every time I say it because the enemy wants to keep us in the cycle of trauma. You know, the enemy wants to keep us in a mental state where I would say you don't feel you have the courage to use your faith. You know, trauma has its own baggage, and especially depending on the developmental age when it happened, there are times in our lives when the neurotransmitters are still evolving, are still learning, growing, firing, and figuring out life in our bodies. And so He wants us to stay stuck in our baggage. He wants us to stay isolated. The enemy wants us to stay down. He wants us to stay sad. He wants us to stay depressed, stay in the past, stay inward thinking, right? of our own limitations of what we can't do, but God wants us to reclaim our life. And so this week is all about reclaiming your life. So day one starts out with all about realizing how much baggage you have and how much that is built up since you were a little person, since you were a child. And I would say majority of our baggage is tucked away in our subconscious because a lot of it happened when we were younger. It happened years ago. And God created our bodies in a way to have this natural defense mechanism, which we've talked about before, to protect ourselves from when we feel threatened, when we feel we're in danger. And definitely this natural phenomenon, which science has called flight, fright, freeze, fawn mechanism, right? And our bodies just naturally have this capability to protect us when we experience something alarming. And although the natural phenomenon is a way to protect, God also wants us to unpack that trauma and reclaim our lives. God, you know, many of us have tucked it away. It's been hidden and it's never been dealt with. And the trauma is impacting every inch of your life. And God wants you to unpack the trauma and give it over to Him. But when we give it, you got to be mindful. We can't try to make sense of it. We can't try to take it back. I think a lot of us get stuck in making sense of it. Like I remember after my divorce, I was trying to make sense of this person I was with for 24 years, just throwing in a towel and saying, I never wanted to be married. Marriage didn't make me happy. I was trying to make sense of what my ex-husband was saying when that was getting me stuck in my baggage, stuck in my pain, stuck in a place where the enemy was trying to keep me. And this is where the enemy really tries his hardest to keep us stuck in the why. Stuck in that place of why. But God wants you to unpack the trauma and give it to Him. Day two is all about reclaiming your life. But it takes what? Three things: time, practice, and discipline. Oftentimes people think you really can't totally heal from trauma, but you can. Because with God, all things are possible. You can. Because God has given you the power to overcome. God has given you authority. God has given you dominion. And so we have to be mindful. If God has given it, then that means all things are possible with Him. And so if you think about it, with Him, you can heal. But definitely, it still will take time, practice, and discipline. God does not operate like a fast food service. This isn't, you know, welcome to McDonald's, can I take your order, please? Right? He doesn't operate that way. You know, He doesn't operate like a fast food restaurant. No. Mm-mm. When He wants to go deep, after the roots, you know, from a traumatic experience, it's not quick, right? It takes application, right? It takes that practice. It takes discipline. So there needs to be something repetitive, right, on your part to work through the trauma to reclaim your life. But this just takes one thing. It takes one thing in order to do this. And that is being open. It is all about the openness to God's perfect will. And I would say a level of openness is required to recognize that the trauma is connected to your purpose and your destiny. If you don't make that connection, you won't ever see what God is doing. You won't see it. And you must be open to God's I would say you got to be open to his perfect will. You got to be open to how much time it may take. You got to be open to the way he's going to take you. You have to be open to his leading, his guiding, right? You must be open that faith is going to take practice, and you must be disciplined to God's truth about who you are and what he's doing in your life to heal those traumatic wounds. Amen. Day three is all about being mindful about what you are focusing on. You must reclaim your mindset first. In order to do that, right, you got to reclaim your life back, right? And your past has a way of hindering you from reclaiming your life. I was just speaking with two young ladies today, and one was talking about, my dad left me when I was 2. She's 15, about to be 16. She can't reclaim her life because she's focused on a decision that her father made. Another young person was talking about things her mother did and how her mother's talked to her. You can't reclaim your life when you always are focusing on the other people. You have to focus on yourself. And so when you're always looking, so it's two things. When you're always looking at other people, you can't reclaim your life, because you'll always look at what they didn't do right, what they did wrong, what they said to you that was mean and nasty, how they hurt you. That's one way that you're always looking. And then another way, many of us look back at our past more than we look ahead, more than we have expectation of what God is going to do in the future. So a majority of people who are stuck, you know, you're always looking back like Lot's wife, and you're not mindful of where you are and where God desires you to be in the present. God desires you to be in the present. And so day three is all about being mindful of your now and stop revisiting those negative events that happened, that really happened for you. But because you're so blindsided, because you're so, you have those blinders on. That's really what I'm trying to say. You have those blinders on like a horse, right? You don't see the way God sees. You don't see what God is doing in your life, because you're trying to focus more on looking back than looking in the direction that God is leading you. And so in order to reclaim your life, you got to see how God sees. You have to embrace what he is doing right now in front of you. God is doing something now. Say that to yourself. God is doing something now. Amen. Amen. Day four is all about my personal psalm unto the Lord. And so this week's psalm says, 1 Peter 2:9 is a reminder of my identity. I have been chosen. I am royal. I am holy. I am special. I have been selected from darkness into a beautiful and marvelous sunshine that could never be hid. I am Baba's offspring. I am his child. I am his baby girl. I am his favorite. I am an heir who has obtained mercy. I realize that I am not a slave to the world. Baba, I'm not a slave to the world, Baba, because Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ. I release my ego. I release myself. I release my desires and allow Christ to dwell in me. The life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. As your baby girl, your creation, Baba, I'm telling you, your love is like a never-ending ocean that cannot be literally measured in depth, height, width, or length. Your love is enough. Your love is enough. Oftentimes, we're blinded by distractions and do not see your love in all things. There's nothing that I've ever experienced that your finger of love hasn't touched to complete and or equip me for every good work. I know I need to reclaim my confidence in who I am in you, because you've given me the authority to speak to the mountains in my life. You've given me dominion because I was created in your image to command things in my life and do not have to fear, because nothing can hurt me. Walking in dominion also means I need to look ahead and have high expectations for my next chapter. I will look to the hills from which cometh my help, knowing all my help comes from the Lord. I know there is new fruit you desire to grow in my life from this pruning. Truly, losing my husband has been a pruning process, Baba. But I know in order for more fruit to grow, sometimes you have to cut things from our lives, not to hinder us before a harvest that eyes, have never seen. I'm thankful that I can worship you while I'm regrowing. I'm thankful I can worship you when I feel the blunt cut from the loss. I'm thankful I can worship you when it doesn't seem to be working in my favor. But in the end, all things are working out for my good. I'm thankful I can worship you, because it's in my worship. It is in that place that your presence releases everything I need to survive and thrive. Amen and amen. Day five. Day five is all about declaring over your life to press play and walk in total freedom. You don't have to relive your past. You don't have to press the rewind button like it was the best fairy tale story ever read. No, you have the power. You have the dominion to walk in freedom and reclaim your life. God wants you to reclaim your life, and he wants you to walk in freedom. And so I'm asking you to read and meditate on Psalm 71:20 through 21. Ask God to help you press the play button and see the promises of God unfold in your life. Do this exercise for me. I want you to write down what steps you will take to begin to press the play button to walk in freedom and never look back. We have to stop pressing the button. We have to stop looking back. We have to start being mindful of the blessings of God every day. We have to be mindful that today is a gift. And God wants you to experience that gift like never before. Amen and amen. I definitely could not have made it without all the support of the Lioness Queen podcast. Remember to subscribe to this podcast and share a review. I would absolutely love to hear from you. And get our new book, While Supplies Last, Resuscitate Your Heart, a 12-week workbook to heal the trauma within. Until next time, let's heal to open the new door and believe God will restore in 2024. Amen and amen.